Well, we're excited to be having this event in Raleigh again this year, and it's pretty much had a long time home in Raleigh.
Yes, it has. You know, part of the annual conference, since 2009, we've had the conference, and for many years it's been in Raleigh. Such a great event.
Now, what is the purpose of the event itself?
Well, since about 1887, the North Carolina State Firefighters Association has been having an annual meeting. And in 2009, we decided that we need to have a conference. We need to be able to have our firefighters together to learn and share ideas and build on what everybody else is doing and what they're facing in the world. And since 2009, we've had this conference. It's traveled a couple of different cities, but it's been in Raleigh for a good while. And we really look forward to this year's event. It might be one of the biggest we've had, maybe over 6,000 attendees. For this year, and we just look forward to a great week.
Chief, I understand it's really sort of a two-part thing in a way. There's the educational component to it, but you've also got the expo as a really big trade show at the same time, too.
That's correct. So during this week, we'll have firefighters from all over the state, actually all over multiple states and some international, here in Raleigh. And we will be at the convention center having classes. So classes will run earlier this week. And then the expo will open. The expo is actually open to anyone, whether they're a firefighter or not. If you want to see fire trucks, if you want to see the equipment that they use, you want to talk to firefighters, anybody is able to come by the convention center and enjoy the show. There'll be exhibits from fire trucks to fire gear to clothing to, yeah, you name it, it'll be on the floor.
And I know there are a lot of exciting innovations with the fire gear. We were talking just a couple of weeks ago with Durham Fire Chief Bob Zoldis about some of the new techniques of keeping the clean cabs and things like that. So it's an ever-evolving thing in the fire service.
It absolutely is. And Chief Z has done some great things there in Durham. We look at gear that's doesn't have the chemicals in it. We look at keeping gear clean. We look at keeping cabs clean. It used to be, you know, the dirtier you are, the better it is. And today, with all the knowledge that we know about carcinogens and firefighter injuries, you know, keeping things a little cleaner is much better. And there's been a lot of evolution there in gear and cabs and trucks and equipment, et cetera.
You know, if you go back and you look at some of the pictures of firefighting scenes from the 1950s and the 1960s, it would be a safety officer's nightmare. You see people without turnout gear and certainly without the air tanks a lot of times.
Yes, sir. And, you know, breathing apparatus or air packs, as we call it, has come a long ways. We, you know, we don't enter environments that will hurt us or kill us without air packs. And that used to be the cool thing to do. It's not cool anymore. Equipment's come such a long ways, and all the types of equipment will be at the expo.
Chief, in North Carolina, as we look at fire departments across the state, we here in the cities, you know, we're used to totally full-time professional firefighters, but the volunteers are still very, very big across the state.
Yes, sir, and the majority of the firefighters in North Carolina, you know, there's about 1,500 departments, and there's a lot of volunteer or part-time, paid-per-call type situations. And, you know, they work tirelessly to help their communities, and sometimes they do it for absolutely no money. And they have to maintain standards. They have to get their training. And, you know, our association represents over 55,000 firefighters in the state of North Carolina, which includes paid and volunteer.
Well, I know this is going to be a great thing to see this weekend, and there's a lot of exciting new apparatus out there that I'm sure a lot of that will be displayed this weekend.
Absolutely. You'll see fire trucks from all over the state. Normally, you know, all of our manufacturers that are really worldwide will be there with some kind of presentation. They usually have trucks. I definitely would invite anyone that's interested. You know, what if you maybe want to become a firefighter, come by the convention center and talk to the firefighters, look at the equipment. There'll be big trucks and little trucks and bigger trucks. So come by and see us.
And those hours are on Friday and on Saturday?
That's correct. And then it's totally free to walk in the door. Just get your wristband and you can walk on in and see everything that firefighting's about.
Sounds like a good idea. I might just see you down there this weekend. Chief, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.